Warning, the following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
You know it's the perfect way to start a radio show?
What?
Panic. Panic, like 10 seconds before.
Well,
not a lot of panic, just a little panic.
I clearly have been hanging around you more than I should be because usually I am ready to go like right as the commercial set starts. I've got my headphones ready to go. And all of a sudden it dawned on me, like, we're just sitting around, you know, chatting, and the commercial breaks in, and I'm like, I don't have my headphones ready. Oh, and the TV volume is, like, way up.
Ah, and you're worried?
No, we got it. We got it all taken care of. It's all good.
Do you know when I knew, and this is for Alex, do you know when I knew the moment that I was going to be good at radio, no matter whatever, everything I did, I would always know that I was good at radio? I was a top of the news announcer. So I was top of the news. So I was anchoring news.
Top of the hour news.
Top of the hour news.
Yeah.
And I was about to go on, and 10 seconds before I was supposed to hit, my whole entire newscast went down. So I'm making up 5 minutes of news as much as I could, you know, that I could like read and paste and read and paste and read and paste, and managed to do a newscast that wasn't entirely terrible. From basically memory.
Nice.
And, you know, that if you want to get into radio, okay, I mean, you can talk about television and you can talk about print and all these things. If you wanted to get into radio, there is really one thing that you need to be able to do.
I'm waiting with bated breath.
When that light goes on, you need to be actually able to talk, regardless of whether you have anything together. And I rarely have anything together.
No, you don't.
But when it's time for me to go.
Well, you'll open your mouth and words will come out. That is definitely true.
And that's why I'm professional.
So it is day two of the NFL draft. The Rockies
are
playing.
People are so angry still.
Oh, yeah, and as they should be.
I mean, can you believe that that Mile High Sports Radio let that draft go live on our show? Oh, people are so mad. We have serious people who do serious sports from 8 a.m., 6 a.m., 7 a.m., all the way to us. And then after us.
Yeah. What do you mean, you people?
And then all I know is that when everyone's freaking out about it, and I can tell you something. Every other one of these shows on Mile High Sports Radio has a mock draft. At least one.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, at least one.
I'm sure. We don't have one at all.
I have a mock turtleneck.
Yeah.
Kind of like a draft.
No.
Except it protects a draft.
It will protect you from a draft, yeah. We don't have by virtue of you and your sheer hatred of all things sports.
No, it's not really. No, I don't hate sports. Do you know what you guys should call it?
What?
Mock the draft 1.0.
Mock the draft?
1.0. That's my mock the draft 1.0.
What's your mock the draft?
Well, that's what I should do and just put, you know, whatever. Next year we'll do that.
Okay, I don't understand.
Okay. So instead of having mock drafts,
right, you're going to mock the draft. But how are you going to mock the draft?
Well, we're going to have mock the draft 1.0, and we'll put like Big Fuzz as the number one pick, and cheesesteaks is the number two pick. Everyone loves cheesesteaks. Not everyone loves the left tackle for the Denver Broncos.
That is true. Nobody loves the left tackle for the Denver Broncos.
Some people do. Do you know
who does? They're idiots. John Elway.
God. Did you just call God an idiot? God.
He's being an idiot right now.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
God works in mysterious ways.
I thought I was being a little hard on the guy, so I went home last night and I slept on it, and I looked up his stats and I watched some video, and what I came to the conclusion was I was wrong. I wasn't hard enough on the guy. I needed to be even harder on the guy.
Spectacular.
He has short arms. He's not. His feet.
So you're saying he's a Tyrannosaurus Rex?
Yeah. I mean, for a tackle, he's got short arms. He's 297 pounds. He's going to go up against guys 50 pounds heavier than him.
Unless he plays guard.
And faster. They did not draft him to play guard. They drafted him to play tackle, specifically left tackle. They made a mistake.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, it is what it is. John Elway has a history
poorly. If you don't want to trust God, that's your particular issue.
He has a history of kind of choosing poorly in the first round, with the exception of Von Miller.
Ryan Clady was a first-round pick. Remember him? He was a good
John player. Elway didn't pick him.
John Elway wished he picked him.
Yeah, John Elway wished he picked him. But he also does have a good track record of finding good talent later on in the NFL draft. So, Broncos picked up a defensive
end. I like this guy. I think that he's a guy that will...
You like him because he had a baby in his arms, and you like babies.
I don't know. Not all babies. I like my babies.
Fair enough.
I don't like all babies. Actually, I do like some babies, but, you know, only for, like, seconds. Like, my baby is the only one that I can, like, hold for extended period of time.
Right.
I'm not touching any of the other babies when I'm in the baby room.
Good call.
So this guy, but what his
Bulls.
What his stats, not Bulls.
Oh, the new guy we got, Walker.
DeMarcus Walker. He's out of Florida State.
Yeah.
And what he has the ability to do is basically he has the ability to do the same things as Wolf. So what you'll see is you'll see Jared Crick probably take an upgraded role and then have those three guys. So Wolf, Crick, and in the middle.
No, I was pretty pleased with the pick. I looked him up, saw his video. I actually listened to an interview with him. He flies in tomorrow morning to DIA at 9 a.m. Man has never seen snow before.
He's about to.
He's about to see some snow. Welcome to Denver, young man.
He's about to land in some, which is, listen, seeing snow is one thing. Landing in snow is an entirely different animal.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, Colorado, it might have melted off by 9 a.m. tomorrow. Who knows? Depending on how much we get. So if you're out there, please drive carefully. It's going to be a wet and slippery one probably. And if you weren't listening earlier, since we didn't have anyone live on the air, just for a reminder, Denver Broncos did pick defensive end DeMarcus Walker from Florida State. And they've got two picks coming up here in the third round. We're just about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 6 picks away from Denver's second pick of the day.
I'm very frustrated.
Why?
Well, because the best cornerback in the draft got taken before the Broncos had a chance to take him. But they didn't, so Dallas swooped him up in the second pick in the third round.
We're talking about
Chidobe
Awuzie.
Chewy.
Yeah. Well,
I think he's the most underrated because I think he's underrated.
I think he's great.
He's
going to be good, and he'll fit in with Dallas pretty well.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know, the second Colorado player was taken.
Kelly Witherspoon when?
Witherspoon was taken by the San Francisco 49ers. Second pick of the third round.
Well, he's in a nice city.
Oh, yeah. He's going to love it there. And actually, Awuzie was a second-round pick.
He was a second-round pick?
Yeah.
Awuzie
was taken by Dallas in the second round. So
I thought it was the third. It was the third pick in the second round?
No.
Pick in the second round?
No.
Second pick in the third round?
It was the
third to last or something like
28th
that.
Pick in the second round.
Well, no, the reason why is because I was looking at my thing when I saw it, and it said three. And then two in parentheses, and I had no idea what that was.
I don't know what that means, but he was taken 60th overall, 28th pick in the second
round. It's three times two, and then you just add the zero. That's why the three and the two, and then the zero was the parentheses.
Whatever you're looking at.
Beautiful mind, beautiful mind. I've got a beautiful mind. What can I say?
Whatever you're watching is making you do too much work to figure out when they were drafted. It should have just been.
No, I want to talk baseball, man.
That's just dumb.
This is a big game.
Of course you do.
No, well, okay. I mean, we're going to talk. Don't listen. We're going to talk the draft. For God's sakes, it's on.
Yeah, it is. I have nothing to say about the game. They're winning. Rockies are winning. 1-0. Second.
This is the most important game of the season.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? It's the third time you've said this.
No, I said this is the most important game of the season to date.
It's not even the most important game of the week for the Rockies.
It's the most important game of the season to date.
It's not even close.
It is.
And I don't understand why you would say that. Just because if they win tonight, they're in first place. They could lose the next two and then be back in second place. It just doesn't matter. They have to think of series.
Most important game of the season to date. I'm just telling you.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this.